We begin in Libya. We've heard from the opposition in Libya, who are centered in the city of Benghazi or most recently in Misrata. We've also heard plenty from expatriate Libyans who are calling for the downfall of Muammar Gaddafi. But we've rarely heard from opposition members inside Tripoli, where the bombs are falling. And 100 days since those first bombs began to fall, the BBC's Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen has had exclusive access to opposition sources inside Tripoli, who say they're fighting fire with fire.
Libya! Muammar Gaddafi!
The man was outside a mosque, sporting a green scarf, the color of Muammar Gaddafi's revolution. A laminated portrait of the colonel hung on a green ribbon around his neck. And then he started the chant you hear everywhere in the Gaddafi half of the country.
Allah!
God, Muammar, and Libya, that's all. None of the worshippers joined in, not because they were hostile, but I had the feeling they would have preferred the regime and the rebels to be fighting in some other country. Fatigue is a factor now, and for Dr. Saleh, he wouldn't give his full name, fear about the future.
Why we are killing each other? I lived in Portsmouth. My children were there. How could I explain to my children? Our friends there are sending their jets to kill people here, kill young children. If they targeted them at a front line, okay, can be explained. This is not a front line, my friend. We have to justify the cause. By killing people, you are creating martyrs from half of the population here in Libya, and the second half will be monsters.
Thousands of bullets get fired up into the air at the regime's regular protests against NATO in Green Square, the center of the capital. One Gaddafi supporter, Afra Adi, a young woman of about 20, had wrapped a green cloth around the parts of her face that weren't already covered by a black scarf and big sunglasses.
I'm not carried this green flag because I love maybe Muammar Gaddafi. No, because I love my country. With Muammar or without Muammar, I love my country. I will never, never accept any other country came here and torture our people, bomb us every night. Why? Is this how you protect civilians?
NATO says that they've saved the lives of thousands of Libyans.
How? How? Children die.
There's another Tripoli that supports NATO's intervention on the rebel side of the civil war. Some speak discreetly about their hatred for the Gaddafi regime. We've revoiced one woman's words to disguise her identity.
We don't like him. We don't need him. Believe us, we hate him and we don't want him here. Believe us.
Aren't you scared to be talking to us like this?
No, I'm not scared about anything. I'm not scared.
The BBC sources in the opposition in Tripoli claim they're hitting back and have given us what they say is proof. It includes a video of burning police cars they say they attacked in Tajoura, a rebellious suburb, on the 1st of June. Another video shows three masked men who call themselves the rebels of Tajoura. We don't know how big or how small the group is. We have a leaflet in which they threaten to kill all those who work with the Gaddafi regime. And the rebels have added a song of patriotism and loss about pain that will vanish from a proud homeland to a video of three rebels lying bleeding outside a house. Two are dead, one is dying. Inside, another man looks close to death, bloodstained on the floor. Armed and uniformed men, some with green scarves, stalk between the bodies. We're told it was the 29th of May and the rebels had been hunted down after, our sources claim, they killed 13 regime security men. Both sides are using violence. In Tripoli, the regime is in control. Across the country, neither side is defeating the other. Bloodletting, division, and pain. Is that Libya's future?
Extraordinary portrait there from the BBC's Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen in Tripoli. We've heard many voices from Tripoli who are on these Gaddafi inspired and Gaddafi-sponsored trips throughout the country to explain what's going on. That's Jeremy Bowen behind enemy lines, quite literally. Opposition voices in Tripoli, where the bombs have been falling for 100 days now. And breaking in the past half hour, the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants now officially, it's long expected, for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, his son, and his intelligence chief for so-called crimes against humanity in the early days of their struggle to cling to power. They still do cling to power. Judges announced that Gaddafi is wanted for orchestrating the killing, injuring, arrest, and imprisonment of hundreds of civilians during the first 12 days of the uprising to topple him from power after more than four decades, and for trying to cover up the alleged crimes. The warrants turned Gaddafi, his son Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, an intelligence chief, into internationally wanted suspects, potentially complicating any efforts to mediate an end to more than 4 months of intense fighting in the North African nation, although it appears most people have given up on that prospect. The news tightens in Tripoli. We continue to cover it with our partners, the New York Times and the BBC. Stay with us.